Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, April 18th. Murder suspect killed in police shooting. New Mexico man had led officers on multi-county manhunt. The story was written by B.K. Richter. The manhunt for the suspect wanted in connection with an Ector County homicide has officially ended. According to a press release by the Texas Department of Public Safety, the suspect died following an officer-involved shooting on Tuesday. The suspect was identified by DPS officials as a New Mexico man. Quote, the preliminary investigation determined the murder suspect, who is now identified as Trevor James Myrick, age 26, of Hobbs, New Mexico, had stolen the victim's black Ford Mustang and fled the scene, the DPS press release said. The manhunt for Myrick initially began in Ector County Monday after an unknown white male described as a man of thin build with blue jeans and brown boots with either blonde or light brown hair approached a homeowner in the 5700 block of Greenway within the borders of Odessa. According to media reports, the homeowner and Myrick got into an altercation where the suspect proceeded to shoot and kill the homeowner. Myrick then fled the scene in a black 2014 Ford Mustang convertible with a CLP0753 Texas license plate. DPS authorities say the stolen vehicle was located later Monday by law enforcement, and Myrick then led authorities from multiple agencies on a multi-county pursuit. Quote, Myrick then crashed the vehicle and fled on foot, leading to a multi-agency manhunt that lasted throughout the night and into the next day, the latest DPS report indicated. The pursuit ended in Irion County on Ranch to Market Road 2469, approximately 5 miles northwest of Mertzon. Media reports later advised that the suspect had crashed the Mustang and was driving a Chevy Tahoe. At one point, the suspect either ditched the Tahoe or wrecked it before fleeing on foot. Quote, all available DPS assets are being utilized to assist with the search for the suspect, a DPS press release said Tuesday morning. We are advising the public to remain vigilant by keeping homes and vehicles locked. End quote. Myrick is then believed to have led authorities to Irion County, close to Mertzon. According to the Ector County Sheriff's Office, authorities confirmed the use of helicopters to conduct aerial searches within the area. During the manhunt, residents of Irion County were asked to remain vigilant in locking the doors to their homes and vehicles. Around Tuesday at 4:25 p.m., the Irion County Sheriff's Office advised residents to avoid the area of Parkview Street between Duncan and Fayette, where there was heavy police activity. An unconfirmed report from a witness in Mertzon said that the fugitive had stolen a bicycle and was attempting to evade law enforcement. According to Ector County Sheriff Mike Griffiths, the man who was killed in his home by the suspect has been identified as 74-year-old Ronald Wayne Irwin. Authorities confirmed that on Tuesday at approximately 4 p.m., Texas Department of Public Safety troopers located Myrick near the intersection of Duncan Avenue and North Broadway Street in Mertzon. Quote, an officer-involved shooting took place. Myrick is now deceased, and the Texas Rangers are investigating the officer-involved shooting, DPS officials said in a statement. Approximately 5 hours after the incident, the Arion County Sheriff's Office said the search for Myrick had ended. Quote, "The manhunt for the suspect wanted in connection with the murder in Ector County has ended," it said via a Facebook post. "The man believed to be the murder suspect is deceased following an officer-involved shooting earlier today," end quote. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Nearly $280,000 in stolen property recovered. Police continue to search for three remaining suspects. This is a press release submitted to the MRT by the City of Midland. Midland police recently helped recover nearly $280,000 in stolen property that included multiple vehicles, ATVs, generators, and a drone. The recovery of property followed MPD receiving information from the Midland County Sheriff's Office and executing a search warrant in the 3200 block of Franklin Avenue. It was there that an MPD detective from the auto theft unit recognized several additional items on the property he knew to have been reported as stolen. Based on this information, the detective obtained a search warrant for the property, and a suspect was also detained. Quote, "Members of the Midland Police Department Auto Theft Unit, Property Crimes Division, and Patrol executed the search warrant," MPD officials stated. During the search, the officers recovered stolen property that included two ATVs, a utility trailer, an industrial wash trailer, a Dodge Ram 3500, a generator, and an air compressor. At the end of the search warrant, the suspect, Ricardo Mijares, was arrested for theft of property and transported to Midland County Jail, where he was booked. End quote. MPD also reported that detectives were also able to positively identify a suspect vehicle, a white Ford F-250 utilized in the theft, and that vehicle MPD officials later determined to be stolen. Quote, "During an inventory of the suspect vehicle, several other stolen items were recovered," MPD reported. These items included a drone, a generator, a propane heater, concrete scrubber, and high-pressure hoses and nozzles, end quote. During this incident, the Midland Police Department recovered approximately $279,499 worth of stolen property. Detectives are working to get the three remaining suspects identified, MPD stated. Summer heat preview. Strong cold front tonight will knock high temperatures down, heavy rain to follow. The story was written by Anthony Franz, newsroom meteorologist. It's going to feel like summer in West Texas on Thursday as temperatures rise to their highest levels so far this year. But don't worry, the heat will be short-lived, and a strong cold front is on track to hit West Texas by Thursday night. It's going to knock high temperatures down by over 30 degrees, and it'll bring significant rain chances to West Texas by the weekend. Near record heat Thursday. A nice morning is anticipated on Thursday as low temperatures fall into the low 60s around Midland, Odessa. However, temperatures will increase rapidly. Midland, Odessa will reach 70 degrees around 9 a.m., 80 degrees before 11 a.m., and top 90 degrees at around 1 in the afternoon. Afternoon high temperatures are expected to reach the mid-90s through much of the Permian Basin. The record high temperature for April 18th is 96 degrees. That record will have a chance of being tied or even broken late Thursday afternoon. Thankfully, the summer-like heat will not stick around for long. A cold front will start to move through Midland-Odessa by Thursday evening and will send temperatures tumbling for the next few days. Friday's forecast. The front will send early morning temperatures down to the low to mid-50s on Friday. Under mostly cloudy skies, temperatures will not rise very quickly throughout the day. Afternoon highs are only expected to reach the mid-60s, about a 30-degree drop from Thursday afternoon. By the late afternoon and evening, areas of scattered showers or drizzle will become possible, but rainfall amounts will stay very light, generally less than a tenth of an inch. Winds will be breezy, coming in from the east at around 15 miles per hour. Heavy rain Saturday. From Saturday morning through the afternoon, heavy rain is possible in West Texas. In Midland, Odessa, rain chances jump to around 80% between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Some thunderstorms are possible, but widespread severe weather is not expected. Total rainfall is expected to be significant, but not so much that widespread flooding is anticipated. Midland, Odessa can expect between 0.5 and 1 inch of rain. Slightly higher amounts are possible in the eastern Permian Basin, and lower amounts are favored west of Midland, Odessa. It's also going to be quite chilly on Saturday. Early morning low temperatures will fall to the upper 40s to low 50s. High temperatures will likely top out in the upper 50s. That's about 25 degrees below average for mid to late April. Warming back up. Another chilly day is expected on Sunday as morning lows fall to the mid-40s. By the afternoon, things will already start to warm up, reaching the low 60s with some sunshine starting to peek through the clouds. The warm-up will rapidly pick up on Monday. That's when high temperatures will reach the upper 70s under bright sunshine. Even warmer weather is expected on Tuesday, as highs return back to average in the low to mid-80s. Targa gas plant explosion caused by leak. Law enforcement officials evacuate residents within a one-mile radius. The story was written by B.K. Richter. Midland County residents residing near the Targa gas plant faced an evacuation request after a reported gas leak at the facility caused an explosion Tuesday. Law enforcement officials evacuated residents within a one-mile radius of the gas plant explosion at the intersection of FM 1379 and East County Road 120. Fire officials from the county said that the fire initially began during the evening hours on Tuesday. County officials also advised that FM 1379 was reopened to the public at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday. On Tuesday evening, three different fire crews, the Greenwood Volunteer Fire Department, Midland Fire Department, and Midland County Northeast Volunteer Fire Department, responded to an explosion that occurred at the Targa gas plant, located at 4801 FM 1379. Quote, "The incident, which was caused by a leak, was quickly contained by our emergency response team and was out by 6:30 a.m., the press statement from the Midland County officials read. Continuing the quote, "The fire first occurred around 6:30 p.m. last night. As a safety protocol and precautionary measure, and at the request of the Midland Fire Department, the Midland County Fire Marshal's Office worked diligently to evacuate residents within a mile radius to ensure the well-being of all individuals in the vicinity," end quote. Fire and emergency management officials also reported no injuries as a result of the incident, despite the challenges faced in combating the blaze. First responders and emergency crews remained on site throughout the evening to manage the situation and ensure the safety of community members. Quote, "After the leak caught fire, our priority was to swiftly address the situation and ensure the safety of everyone involved, said Justin Bunch, fire marshal for Midland County. Quote, "We are grateful for the collaborative effort with the Midland Fire Department and are relieved that there were no injuries reported," end quote. No additional information regarding the explosion or the gas leak were available by deadline.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Entertainment. Three things to do in Midland, April 20th through 24th. From participating in a celebratory share walk, to attending a murder mystery party, to joining a mocktail event, here are three things to do in Midland. By B.K. Richter. 2024 Share Walk. Join Sharing Hands, a Respite Experience, Share, for their 15th annual 2024 Share Walk on Saturday, April 20th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Astound Broadband Stadium, 801 North Loop 250 West in Midland. The event is free and open to the public, along with being family and kid-friendly. There will be raffle items and top prizes, as well as a local resource fair. Proceeds from the event will stay local. The event will be centered around celebrating all disabilities and special needs as differences and uniqueness are embraced. Registration is at https://secure.qgiv.com/event/sharewalk2024/. Demise Amongst the Derricks, a Murder Mystery. The Petroleum Museum, located at 1500 Interstate 20 in Midland, will be hosting a murder mystery party from 6 until 9 p.m. Saturday, April 20th. Demise Amongst the Derricks, a Murder Mystery of Dastardly Deeds, goes back to the 1920s when Prohibition put the organized in organized crime. This is considered the museum's wildcatter speakeasy for the wedding of the year. With the two families merging, someone is bound to lose power, which means someone else may lose their life, figuratively speaking. Guests will have the opportunity to solve the dastardly deed. The evening will include a murder mystery, culinary delights catered by the Half Acre, intoxicating giggle juice by Hops and Bubbles, and mugshots in the photo station. Midland Mocktail Hour. The Blue Door, located at 4610 North Garfield, will be hosting a Midland Mocktail Hour Wednesday, April 24th, from 5 until 7 p.m. The event is hosted by the Blue Door and the Midland Sobriety Society. Enjoy delicious mocktails and appetizers as part of the event. There will be gifts and giveaways along with good company. Tickets are $10 per person and include entry, event appetizers, promotional items, and entry to any drawings or giveaways. Register at the Midland Sobriety Society website, https://www.midlandsobrietysociety.com/event-details/Midland Mocktail Hour.
Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, April 18th. Mary Ellen Flender, passed away on April 14th. She is the daughter of Jean and Pearlie Fitzgerald Morris. She was born in Artesia, New Mexico in 1947, the oldest of four children born to Jean and Pearlie's 70-plus-year union. Mary grew up in Midland, where she graduated from George Washington Carver High School in 1965. She attended Eastern Arizona College in Thatcher, Arizona, and later Texas Tech University in Lubbock. In 1968, she married her high school sweetheart, Rassie Flender Jr. While Rassie was stationed in the Army, Mary was employed by NASA from 1968 to 1970. After they returned to Midland, she was employed by the USDA, Dowell, Dowell Schlumberger, and Region 18 until her retirement in 2017. She and Rassie had two sons, Anthony and then Christopher. Mary was baptized at the Lee Street Church of Christ in Midland, where she was a faithful Christian until her passing. She leaves behind Pearlie Morris, her mother, sons Anthony Flender and Christopher Flender, a sister, Jean Morris, and a host of nephews, nieces, cousins, and friends. Mary is preceded in death by her husband, Rassie Flender, Jean Morris, her father, her brother, Mac Danny Morris, sister, DeSharon Edwards, and sister, DeSharon Edwards. Services for Mary Ellen Flender will be held at the Lee Street Church of Christ on Saturday, April 20th at 11 a.m. Viewing starts at 10 a.m. Burial will be at Ellis Rest Haven Funeral Home and Memorial Park. Michelle L. Rodman was born on November 27, 1961, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She passed away on July 5, 2023, in Burnsville, Minnesota, at the age of 61. Michelle was preceded in death by her father, Pierre Laban, and brother, John Laban. She is survived by her loving husband of 33 years, Robert Bob Rodman, children Katie Lopez and Lori and Alyssa Rodman, as well as several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She is also survived by her mother, Margaret Sperry, and brother Rusty Laban. Interment of Michelle's ashes will be on Saturday, April 20th at 11 a.m. at Trinity Memorial Park in Big Spring. Rodolfo Ramirez, age 80, of Midland, passed away April 15th. Viewing will be from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday, April 22nd, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home, with a rosary to be recited at 7 p.m. Funeral Mass will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday, April 23rd, at Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church, with interment following at Serenity Memorial Garden Cemetery. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, April 18th. Woman believes mother is playing favorites. Dear Abby, I am on a limited income. My younger sister, Tara, is a medical professional with disposable income she spends on frivolous things. I have one son, age 13. She has three children, ages 14, 10, and 3. Tara and I live a few miles apart. Our mother lives 60 miles away. My mother keeps my sister's kids every other week. She rarely keeps my son. I must bring my son to her. She drives all the way to Tara's house to pick up her kids and take them home. I have borrowed a a rather decent sum of money from my mother, she regularly asked me about paying it back. She spent a lot of extra money on food for Tara's kids because of their special dietary needs. Between that and all the driving back and forth, my mother has spent nearly twice as much catering to my sister as what I have borrowed in the same amount of time. I feel this is very one-sided and that for some reason my mother cares more about Tara than about me. I also feel like my son is neglected by my mother. Am I wrong for feeling like this? Should I say something or just leave it alone? Signed, Lopsided in Georgia. Dear Lopsided, it appears you are jealous of your sister for many reasons. Your mother has the right to spend her time and money on whatever she pleases, as does your sister. I don't know why your mother favors Tara's children. Perhaps it's time to ask her why. As to her request you repay the money she has loaned you, I suggest you work out a repayment plan starting now in the hope that it will improve your relationship with her. But if that doesn't happen, arrange for someone else to watch your son. Dear Abby, when I met my husband, I felt valued. But ever since I got pregnant, he no longer considers my feelings or treats me as a priority. I have to beg for his support, but when his mom and sister need help, he is quick to help them. The reason I married him was because he seemed loyal and dedicated to his family, and I thought he would be that way with us. However, during the last few months of my pregnancy, I have felt ignored. He is not really excited about the baby, and we haven't bonded while I am pregnant. I feel like I'm the last item on his list. I am slowly detaching from him. Even if things change when the baby is here, I don't think I'll respect him or have those love feelings anymore. I now see him in a different light that I find unattractive. Please help. Signed, At a Crossroads in Maine. Dear Crossroads, before this goes any further, recognize that you have steered yourself to a fork in the road. The path you should take is the one that leads to your OBGYN's office. Your doctor should be told what is happening in your head and in your marriage, because you could be experiencing symptoms of prepartum depression. Do not put this off. Your baby is going to need a father, and the further you distance yourself from your husband, the less likely it will be that they have one. Contact Dear Abby at www.dearabby.com or Post Office Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.